It's time for the ETF Spotlight, where each week we highlight one exchange-traded fund. There are thousands of ETFs available to invest in. ETF Prime has sorted through them all, so you don't have to.
The ETF we're spotlighting this week is the Vesper U.S. Large Cap Short-Term Reversal Strategy ETF. And this has a great ticker symbol, by the way, UTRN, U-Turn. And joining us via phone from Morgantown, West Virginia, to discuss the methodology behind this ETF is Dr. Victor Chow, Distinguished Professor of Global Business and Finance at West Virginia University. Victor, a pleasure having you on the program today.
It's my pleasure.
Victor, so you actually developed the index behind this ETF. You developed what's called the Chow Ratio, which seeks to identify stocks with the greatest potential for a weekly rebound. Before we get into the details here, how did you get involved with this to begin with? Tell us more about your background.
Yes, I am a professor at West Virginia University for almost 30 years. And during this time, my primary job is doing research. And I have found out there's a lot of good theoretical model and methodology, which is very useful to the portfolio managers using in the real world. So that's the reason I like to do here is to bring this theoretical model to the real practice.
All right, so let's talk about the index behind U-Turn. It's comprised of 25 stocks. Explain for us the process here. How exactly are these stocks selected?
Okay, there's a theory behind this. I create a ratio called Chow Ratio. And the ratio actually is considered very simple. It's the return over the risk. The idea is based on the behavioral bias. We all know that there's a lot of research report. The investor in behavioral bias usually happen in a very short period of time. Now, these two biases are basically caused by the emotional bias. So due to the bias, the volatility of the stock return is not symmetric. So what does that mean is that because people have different reactions between the upside gain and the downside loss, so investors tend to realize the gain much faster than take the loss. So many times in a short period of time, if a stock is relatively healthy, I call healthy stock, the relative stable return over a period of time, but suddenly experience some short-term shock or short-term uncertainty, then investors usually have this called emotional bias, tend to try to take the profit and realize their original gain. So on the other hand, if the stock continuously going down and people have the loss aversion and not try to realize the loss. So due to this bias, we know that the volatility is asymmetric. And the Chow ratio is tried to take advantage of that and using the ratio between the return and the volatility to create a ratio, try to select. The stocks tend to have a lower downside volatility but had a more potential upside return. Now, in theory, there's a lot of people talk about the short-term reversal. And the short-term reversal is based on, just I mentioned before, it's based on the behavioral biases. So in the very short period of time, when the people selling the stock too fast and cause the price decline, the later price discovery will reflect some kind of compensation for what we call liquidity provision. And this liquidity provision actually is a major source for the short-term reversal profit. So the Chow ratio is taking care in two sides, the upside potential return from the short-term reversal, at the same time control the denominator is the downside risk exposure through a different type of method. Well, I have on my own unique methodology to measure this kind of risk. So using this Chow ratio, I am able to select the stocks which had the highest, the best potential to keep the return at the same time minimize downside risk. So using the Chow ratio, I select the 25 stocks from the S&P 500 investment population.
So, Victor, if I were to restate this, effectively what this ETF is doing, if there are stocks in the S&P 500 that have some sort of catalyst that causes a sharp short-term down move, maybe there's a product recall, some sort of regulatory action, there's something in the news, what you're saying is investors have a tendency to overreact to this news in the short term and perhaps sell to the downside. And what you're looking to do is capture that snapback, capture the stock sort of bouncing back because of this overreaction of the short-term news. Is that a good way to state that?
Right. I try to use this ratio to discriminate between, I call, healthy stock and unhealthy, because we know that the short-term reaction is based on emotional or behavior biases. And the methodology is able to look at that to actually classify the stock into the category, which is a good stock, right? It just experienced a very short period of time of what we call abnormal or non-normal reaction. And then these type of stock had the most potential to rebound after a week.
Out of curiosity, how much of the portfolio turns over on a weekly basis? What's average?
Because the short-term volatility is very dynamic. It changes all the time due to the information. So the turnover of the selection is around 85 to 90% on a weekly basis.
Are the underlying transaction costs involved with that just due to the higher turnover? Is that a drag on returns at all?
Yeah, you mentioned a very important point. If this happening 10 years ago, it's almost impossible to develop this strategy in ETF. But today it's different because the increase of the trading technology and the efficiency of trading, one hand is reducing the transaction cost. Second, is that through the ETF, the in-kind basket trading, be it based on the stocks change, not necessarily have to sell the stock and rebuy the stocks, but more like the swap. That kind of mechanism significantly reduced the transaction cost. The reason I select the S&P 500 because there's a liquidity issue. With the S&P 500, I don't have any type of e-liquidity risk. So with the low liquidity risk plus the efficiency of trading mechanism, today this strategy become much more realistic.
So, Victor, that actually brings up a good question. Once a strategy like this is packaged up, and we always like to say ETFs have democratized investing, is there any risk that this anomaly goes away or becomes severely diminished just because it is accessible to everybody?
Yeah, you mentioned a very important point. Now, when you see a lot of strategies just come and go, this time, this strategy is different because it's not really called strategy. It's more like a measurement. It's like a performance index. Chart ratio is tried to use the index to select the stocks had a potential to maintain outside gain at the same time to minimize the downside loss, the downside risk. So it's a rules based. The rule will never change. And the rules was developed based on the systematic component inside the market return variation. So I can answer your question is that since this is the market rules mechanism, so it will not really change that over time to time.
All right, Victor, we have about a minute left here. Where do you think a strategy like this belongs in a portfolio?
Well, this strategy belongs to a portfolio, I think. It is a really a long-term holding strategy. So I would strongly recommend people to consider that if you hold a portfolio for a long-term basis, for maybe just retirement or maybe for trust or insurance, and this could be a very idea to hold for long-term. And I don't mean that this should be replace your core portfolio, but it would be a very good satellite portfolio to try to minimize or mitigate the downside risk exposure.
Well, Victor, we'll have to leave it there. Really appreciate your time today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Victor Chow, Distinguished Professor of Global Business and Finance at West Virginia University. Again, the ETF is the Vesper U.S. Large Cap Short-Term Reversal Strategy ETF. And you can learn more about the Chow Ratio at chowratio.com, and then more about the ETF by visiting uturn.com. That's U-T-R-N.com.